10 or 15 films.
Last Window. And we like this one very much. That's the only new one we ever had. Never had anything very much that was new. TV.
I think I'd like a colored one, but he didn't think he would.
TV and a chainsaw. I guess that's about the only new things I ever had. Never owned a new car in my life. Always $15, $20 ones. And the last one I had given to me, so somebody's got to pay me for taking the next one. It's a pretty good gift, that old Jeep out there. God, I've run it for near 4 years. Be 4 years in May.
That place burned where we got a freezer.
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
I heard there was a big fire, and I drove by Williamstown the other day, and I said, I helped some friends get a freezer. I said, off in there. I said, is that where the fire was? And someone said it was.
Yeah.
It was a real bad fire. They had people there from all the other towns.
So probably it did burn it all down.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could have waited, because right afterwards you could have bought bigger ones around, but I needed online, so. Because this one works all right, but if we have a beef, I don't know whether it'll be big enough or not.
Did it stay hard in the meantime?
Oh, yeah, it's frozen.
Because I turned everything down.
Mm. It's still frozen.
Oh, good. Because it's right in the middle now.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. If it warms up, Kenneth, and you're feeling better, you think you'd cut down some logs?
Yeah, I might.
If you think you would, I'd come over with the saw and leave all this home.
Okay. Yeah, I got to get doing something. I'm getting fat and lazy.
Well, sugaring could be here in 5 weeks.
Yeah, could be here, and let's see, today's the 9th. Yeah, it could be here in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And even two, an old lady and old man up above us. And we see this great big mud turtle, and they come down, and they stuck a manure fork over this mud turtle's head, cut his head off, and they put him on a long stick and put the stick up on their shoulders and was lugging that big turtle. And they told him there was 11 different kinds of meat in that one mud turtle.
I once saw a big turtle going on East Randolph Road.
Yeah.
And it was, it was big. It was the shell was as big as the top of the stove.
Yeah.
And it was just walking across the road. It took about 10 minutes.
No hurry, dog.
No, came out of the woods and went into the woods.
Yeah.
Must have been 50 years old.
Yeah, it must have been big.
To be that big.
I always thought it was a shame at that time. Why anybody would want to kill that old big mud turtle? But they killed him and they eat him. Eat all them different meats. And I see one over in Italy when I was in the war in the Mediterranean. These Italians go out fishing. Sometimes they don't come back for 2 or 3 days. And he come back and he had a big turtle, about like that one years ago. And he claimed that he'd get almost $300 for the meat in that one turtle. But he said it's a high price to the poor people. Couldn't buy any of that meat. It would be just the rich people. And that's all he got for 3 days fishing out in the ocean. One turtle. Well, that was pretty good money for them days.
Sounds like.
And he said maybe again he'd go for 3-4 months and he wouldn't get a thing. He just happened to hit it lucky.
People must have liked turtle meat.
Yeah, rich people. It's something expensive, you know, and everything. And they had money to pay for it, and the poor people didn't have anything. Poor people, most of them was living on horse chestnuts, roasted chestnuts. Well, sometime next summer we'll have to go down around then, look the country over. I haven't been back there for quite a few years. Down where I was born, it's a big Catholic shrine in there now. And maybe you've heard of, what is it, the lady?
Lazalette Shrine.
Yeah, this big shrine up on the side of the mountain. They have it all lit up around Christmas time. Most beautiful thing you ever see. Used to be Shakers used to own that. It was what they called the South family and the North family, Shakers. My dad went down there and he was band boss, the North family Shakers. And they was a race of people that they didn't believe in marriage. They adopted girls and took them into homes to keep her going. And just a minute, those girls would get old enough. They'd run away and get married, and pretty soon the Shakers kind of went out of business. They kind of failed up because there's nobody to take the place of the old Shakers. And they finally sold out down there and went to Canterbury, New Hampshire. But that was quite a place in the day of it, and it's beautiful down around there now.
Sure, I'd be going my truck anytime.
Yeah.
Soon as it gets
warm? Yeah, I'd like to. You ever been to Mascoma, the lake?
Yeah, I've been by it. So quickly.
Yeah.
Didn't spend any time
there. Try down that territory. They had a lot of cottages along the lake years ago, and fella didn't want them anymore. I guess he kind of failed up something. So he sold them real cheap because he figured he got to tear every one of them down. So this fella bought them real cheap. And then when he come in the winter, the lake got frozen in good shape. They blocked them up and slid them off the foundation right onto the lake. And then they put big runners and stuff under them and hitched 6-7 pair of oxen on each one of them houses and took it right down to the lake, took it up on the other side and set them up and got damn good money for them. He really made money.
Because
my dad helped move them.
Oh, yeah?
He said it was a very simple thing, the way the fella had it figured out. Jack them up and put something under them, slide them right down into the bank, right onto the lake, and then take them right down through on the ice.
They say the ice gets to be 3-4 feet thick?
Yeah. It used to be quite a sport back in the old days to race horses on the ice. They had to be shod sharp. And they made a miss go. That was the end of them. Yeah, that was as big a sport as was racing horses to racetracks. In the wintertime, everybody owned a good horse and they raced them on the ice.
How many would run at once?
Oh, maybe 15, 20.
With riders?
Yeah. As sulkies, you know.
Oh.
I think they had so